Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, November 13th, 2019. I'm Tom Merritt. Apple launched a 16-inch MacBook Pro Wednesday. The keyboard uses a 1mm travel scissor switch instead of the butterfly mechanism used on previous MacBook Pros. A physical escape key is now at the left of the touch bar, and the arrow keys are in a T formation again. The new MacBook Pro is 0.7 millimeters thicker than the previous one and has a redesigned thermal system with 35% more surface area on the heatsink and fans that can push 28% more air through. The battery is now 100 watts and can get 11 hours of wireless web. It also has a 6-speaker sound system, a 3-microphone array, and a 37.2 by 920 16-inch display that fits into the same body as the 2015 15-inch MacBook Pro. You can get a 6-core Core i7 or 8-core Core i9. You can get between 16 and 64 gigabytes of RAM and from 512 gigabytes to 8 terabytes of storage. The 16-inch MacBook Pro replaces the 15-inch MacBook Pro line and starts at the same price, $2,399, with the maximum price at $6,099. Apple also announced its new Mac Pro and Pro Display XDR will be available in December. The Mac Pro starts at $5,999 with an 8-core 3.5 GHz Intel Xeon processor, Radeon Pro 580X GPU, 32 GB of RAM, and 256 GB of storage. It goes up and gets more expensive from there. The Pro Display XDR costs $4,999, or if you want a matte coating, $5,999. A separate stand costs $999, and a Mount will cost you $199. The Windows 10 November 2019 update began rolling out to those who go in and request the update in Windows Update. The update is mostly stability and performance improvements. It includes a Manage Notifications button for more control over notifications, like permanent mute from apps. You can also hover over the Start button now without having to click and add events to calendar from the taskbar. File Explorer search has also been improved. Intel released another patch for speculative execution flaws. Those are Spectre meltdown type flaws in its chipsets. These new patches fix things mentioned by Intel in May when it last rolled out CPU security fixes. Researchers from Vrije Universiteit Amsterdam told the New York Times that they believe Intel ignored key proof of concept exploits when developing the May update. The researchers alerted Intel to these problems, which led to this November patch. This time, Intel made clear the patches don't fully resolve the problem and promised future microcode fixes. Google will partner with banks and credit unions to offer checking accounts as part of a project called Cash, spelled C-A-C-H-E. Google will put the financial institutions front and center with customers, unlike programs like Apple Card. But Google will gain insights from data and use that data to help the banks better develop products. Google does not use financial data, including existing data from Google Wallet and Google Pay, as part of its advertising program. Google, however, may offer loyalty programs on top of the bank offerings, as well as possibly waiving fees. Google is working right now with Citigroup, Stanford Federal Credit Union, and some others. Security researchers from Purdue University and the University of Iowa presented a paper at a conference in London Tuesday describing 11 security flaws present in the current implementation of 5G. Five of the vulnerabilities are carried over from 3G and 4G. Among the issues are the ability to expose a user's location, spoof emergency alerts, track phone activity for disconnecting the phone from the network. The research has been sent to the GSMA, which listed the research in its Hall of Fame and is working on fixes. Those fixes would then need to be implemented by 5G network operators. Tencent reported a 13% drop in quarterly profit, with falls in revenue from smartphone games, media advertising, and computer games revenue. Tencent has faced tighter Chinese government control on games, a slowing economy, and competition from ByteDance. The advertising fall was blamed on unpredictability in releases, causing lower intake on Tencent Video. However, Tencent did see rapid growth in commercial payment services. It's Tencent's first profit fall since Q4 2018. Revenue rose 21% to 97.2 billion yuan, but short of the 98.2 billion expected. Adidas will halt production on two robotic speed factories in Atlanta in the United States and Ansbach, Germany by April 2020. The automated factories were meant to bring production closer to buyers, but Adidas told CNN it makes more sense to concentrate the production of the speed factories where the know-how and the suppliers are located. The speed factory technology will now be used by Adidas suppliers in Vietnam and China. Alibaba released its secondary listing plan in Hong Kong. Alibaba plans to sell 500 million new shares on the Hong Kong Stock Exchange, with an option to add 75 million shares subject to demand. Alibaba will continue to trade on the New York Stock Exchange as well, as it has since 2014. A Sony patent filing from Let's Go Digital describes a solid-state drive exclusive to Sony's PlayStation 5. Storage amounts range from 1 to 3 terabytes. The solid-state drive slot in the PS5 would be easily accessible, so users could keep multiple solid-state drives handy. Sony has demonstrated near-instantaneous load times in its SSD implementation in the PS5, and Sony says it's releasing the PS5 by holiday shopping season next year. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and links to all the headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.